Folks, what a week it's been. Dr. Kirk Elliott's back with us once again, andweknow.com/gold. That's where you can go below this video, click on that link, and you can have the same conversation that I'm having with Dr. Elliott with your questions, with his team, and they will help you along, especially when it comes to our money, silver, gold, precious metals, and more. And also, they'll pray with you. I just think it's amazing. Dr. Kirk Elliott's been a great support for us on that side, and we just loved hearing your testimony a few weeks back. So a lot going on. I wanted to jump right in into just some social issues before we get into silver and gold and what have you. But the big thing that's been playing out this week is this TikTok deal where they're trying to take down an app. And I waited around for 2 to 3 days to see what was really going on, because I found it kind of amazing that they all of a sudden care at this very moment in time that an app needs to be taken down. Yet they could have done this any other time that they wanted to, but all of a sudden they agree on something, almost all of them, again. But when they don't agree, it's on things that we actually care about. So what's your take on this? Is it attack on an ability to take away our freedom of speech and using platforms? Because it looks like they're going to use this to take out websites like mine and those that they disagree with.
I think this is a classic misdirection, because what are they saying the rationale behind taking TikTok down is? Because it's owned by the Chinese, right? And they have all of our data, and they don't want the Chinese to have our data. It's like, okay, nice little decoy, I suppose. But really, I think this is all about the elimination of freedom of speech, right? And what you just talked about, if they don't like you for something, they've already shown in the past that, we'll just shut off your Facebook account back then, now Meta, right? Oh, we'll shut off your Twitter account, like the president's Twitter account, right? Yep. I mean, you don't get much bigger than that. Would you shut that thing down? Or even worse, you get debanked. They shut down your ability to take credit cards because you might be a Christian institution or a socially conservative think tank or something like that, you know? So they are using money and the social media influence to silence voices of those who don't share the same ideology as them. This is, to me, I don't care if they say that this is all about not having sensitive American information in the hands of the Chinese. It's bigger than that.
That's right.
It's way bigger than that.
The same thing happened to me in 2020, excuse me, right before the election, 2 weeks prior. All of a sudden, they got together and passed this some type of bill saying those that follow this intel board called QAnon, these folks need to be taken down immediately. And they all agreed. They signed it. And all of a sudden, YouTube jumps on board and says, now you're a danger to society, LT, so we're taking you down. And I'm like, it was so quick. It was like they were all in unison together. They figured out a way to keep people from finding out what's going on to them day in and day out. That's what we're talking about. They'll be able to stop our platform and many others that have conversations with you about what these bankers are up to, how they're playing around with the silver and gold, why they're selling, why this is happening. And then everybody starts losing their information and they have to go back to the mainstream media, which is, in my opinion, run by demonic forces itself.
Yeah. I mean, you take that one step further, these thought police, right? Well, what about Elon Musk's idea of having the AI chip implanted in people's brains, right? That can change the synapses and the electrical frequencies of things going on to actually change a person. I mean, it reminds me of like a Jason Bourne movie where you play some kind of a song and it turns you into an alternate personality that you can't remember, and it made these assassins, right?
Yep.
That's what Bourne was all about. But they couldn't remember anything. They didn't remember who they are in that altered state. What are these chips going to do? I don't know, but it's not something that God created for your brain.
That's right.
So this is where, will those chips be able to, like the old Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, where they would arrest people for something in the future that they were thinking about today, whether they did that crime or not, right? Is this going to be a new form of thought police if you get this chip embedded in your head and it's going to know what you're thinking somehow, some way? I mean, this is entering into a big brother world like nothing that we've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a huge battle, and it's something that we have to make our voices heard, continue to call and tell them that's it, enough already. You leave us alone. And I think a lot of folks are waking it up. We just need a lot more out there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So you had something special to share today. One of the things that I wanted to highlight was this article, Silver Set for a Terrific Year and Could Outperform Gold to Hit a 10-Year High.
Okay. So last time silver had the big, massive run was in 2011. It went from like $12 an ounce to $48 an ounce over that summer. It's like, okay, that's an amazing, I mean, few 100% over a summer. It was incredible, right? But why? Because you had low supply, high demand, there was shortages everywhere, and it just made its run, right? So,
right.
So that was about 12 years ago. So Silver Institute, who came out with these numbers, they think we're going to approach that 10-year, well, surpass, hit a 10-year high, which means 12 years ago, we were at 50. We're going to approach, you know, that milestone is what this article is saying. It's like, wow, we're at $25 an ounce today, right? So that could be close to doubling. Incredible, right? So, but why? Why do they say that this is going to happen? So their kind of research is showing that there's 1.2 billion ounces of silver demand for 2024. 1.2 billion. That would be industrial demand for defense, aerospace, electronics, solar cells, you know, electric vehicles, all that stuff. But there's only 1 billion ounces of silver coming out of the mines. It's like, that's a 200 million ounce shortfall of silver that's not there to even maintain current demand, right? So this is a problem. So when you have that much of a shortfall, prices go through the roof. That's just economics 101. Low supply, high demand, prices go up. Now, we have to take one step back further and say, who actually made this prediction? Silver Institute. Mm-hmm. Throughout time, the Silver Institute has been one of the main spokes entities, I guess you would call that, for silver. You know, talked about the demand, talked about the rationale as to why people would need it and everything else. But they always have been politically motivated to actually keep prices of silver low. Counterintuitive to the name, which you'd think they're going to be this biggest mouthpiece of wanting to push silver prices higher. The reason I know that that's not true is I've been working a lot over the last couple of weeks, almost every single day, with the guys and the researchers over at Wall Street Bets. Actually, they have a Reddit channel now dedicated to this, Wall Street Silver on Reddit. For everybody listening, go there. You can look up all this research. It's incredible. But they're some of the best researchers on the planet when it comes to this space. And so we've been talking about the Silver Institute and manipulation of silver prices. So this goes back to the Manhattan Project when the Silver Institute started, you know, when they were developing the atomic bomb.
Right.
So who controls the Silver Institute? Once you know who controls something, you know what their motive is, right? So the Silver Institute is controlled by the Department of Defense, the aerospace industry, the Treasury Department, and the Fed. Okay. So to understand how this whole concept works, it's like, I want to ask you a simple question. And everybody listening or watching can answer this question for themselves. If you wanted to eat a hamburger every single day without fail, you wanted to eat a burger, do you want prices of hamburger to be low or to be high if you're eating it?
Well, of course you want it to be low.
Well, yeah, you don't want to overpay for your hamburger, right? I mean, you want it to be the cheapest burger you can because you've got this weird addiction to hamburgers and you're eating it every single day, right? So imagine now the Silver Institute is controlled by the Department of Defense, which is the largest user and consumer of silver on the planet. What is their motive? To keep silver prices low because they need it for missiles, for torpedoes, for battery cell technology, because, you know, like we saw a couple of years ago, remember there was that ship that like started on fire in the Atlantic somewhere with all these electric vehicles coming in from Europe. Well, why was that? Because lithium-ion batteries don't respond very well to salt water, right? So that's right. It's on a ship. The air is salty. And they started on fire. It's pretty unstable. Well, you can't have torpedoes then that have batteries that are, you know, don't respond well to salt water. So they use silver immensely for batteries and for electronics and for solder points so they don't erode in the defense and aerospace industry. Well, so for since 1940s during the Manhattan Project, what's been the goal? To promote silver, but yet to keep the prices low, right? So now the people over at Wall Street Silver have all this data, all this intel, research going back decades that show how they've been manipulating the price. And we all know, we've actually talked about the price manipulation on silver from a different context. We've talked about it from like JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, doing naked shorts on silver. So JP Morgan Chase could actually gobble up physical silver to back the silver ETF. So when they get an order from BlackRock, which manages the silver, that owns the silver ETF, said, hey, Chase, we need a million ounces of silver today because that's how many shares we sold. What does Chase do? Issue naked shorts, drives the price down. They buy physical silver. That demand causes the price to go up. Price goes up too high. They get another order for physical silver, issue naked shorts, price goes down. It's this vicious cycle, right? So that's the manipulation we've talked about. This manipulation is at a whole different level. This manipulation goes all the way up to the DOD wanting to actually keep prices low so they can keep buying silver at low prices for industrial capacity. Now, when you're manipulating prices like that much and you're like a government institution, it's like, okay, kind of like illegal. It's not okay. Right. So they're exposing all of it. They've got all this research, all this data. They've got CEOs from mining institutions all over the world that are actually signing on to this manifesto, so to speak, that's exposing the Silver Institute for who they are, price manipulators. So people who watch us, LT, on a weekly basis have called and said, Kirk, you keep talking about silver being so good, but yet you talk about gold being owned by central banks by the thousands of tons. Why don't you ever like gold? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. And everything we hear on TV, it's always gold, gold, gold. We think gold is better than silver. It's like, okay, you can think that, but it's not necessarily true, right? So I went and did my own research just so I could tell everybody today, right? It's like, okay, what has silver done over the last month and what has gold done? And I'm going to compare. So in the last 30 days, silver's up 10%. In the last 30 days, gold is up 6.3%. So let's take gold. That's 30 days. So 6.3 times 12, that's like 75% growth for the year if it stays on that trend. That's not too shabby. That's really good.
It is.
But silver at 10% a month on that trend would be 120% growth. Silver is just doing better. When you look at 6.3 versus 10% growth for the last month, that means gold is growing at about a 50% greater clip than gold is. Silver is growing faster than gold. Now, 1 month doesn't make a trend. So let's go back a year. So for the last 12 months, silver's up 21.8%. Gold is up 19.3%. Okay, that's both of those are still really good too. It's like you wouldn't be dissatisfied with gold, you'd just be better off with silver. Now, for the last 5 years, this is where the growth is kind of even, Steven. So 5 years of growth, silver's up 62.2%, gold's up 66.7%. So gold's a little bit better over a five-year span, but what I'm looking at is the acceleration, the near-term trend, the intermediate trend, is that silver is greatly outperforming.
Right.
And now you add to that the industrial demand greatly outpacing the support coming from the mines, the supply, we're going to see even faster growth, right? So this is where, as wise and prudent investors, we simply want to be in the right place at the right time, minimizing risk, maximizing return. Everything's pointing towards silver. So the reason I brought all of this up is because of viewers saying, Kirk, we think that gold is better than silver. It's like, okay, I'm going to prove to you that it's not. Silver is doing better. And when you add into that this unique attribute that silver has compared to gold, gold is a financial metal, meaning it thrives on debt, on inflation, on political chaos, on uncertainty. That's what a financial metal does. A financial metal is more of a barometer to government instability, where silver has that attribute, plus it has industrial demand because it's used in electronics and everything else we've talked about on this show.
Right.
So I'm not saying that silver is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but when you think about it, it does minimize your risk while maximizing your return. Because in times like now, when you've got instability, inflationary pressures, high taxes, government chaos, all of that, it does well. But in times of a really strongly growing economy where it's needed for manufacturing demand and electronics and everything else, still does well, right? So in between there, you're going to have ups and downs, and that's where we help navigate people through the economy. Let them know when it's time to buy, when it's time to sell, when it's time to reallocate, when it's time to do anything. We'll let you know, right? So, but for right now, and for the last few years, actually, we've been allocated into silver because of where the ratio is between gold and silver, because of the industrial and financial dynamics that are causing its growth. Now this article comes out that the Silver Institute thinks it'll hit a 10-year high this year. And we look at what the Silver Institute's rationale is, and that's always to understate the growth of gold. It's like we could be seeing a monumental shift in physical precious metals. And even over the last 3 weeks, LT, silver's gone from like upper 22s to $25 an ounce.
Oh,
this is amazing growth, right? And it's just a response. It's the response to the physical manifestations that we're facing in this world.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this part of the article here, it says global silver demand is forecast to reach 1.2 billion ounces in 2024, which would mark the second highest level on record.
Yeah.
The Silver Institute said in a recent report. Oh, that's amazing.
On record. Yeah. It's crazy.
My goodness. So when folks reach out to you, if they're wanting to know how to get involved or how you can help them with silver and more, what do they need to do?
So there's two things that you can do. Go to the website that you have, andweknow.com/gold, and just fill out the form. That's andweknow.com/gold. And on that form, you'll fill out, you know, what was it that LT and Kirk were talking about? Do you have, what kind of assets do you want to protect? Is there an IRA, a non-IRA, cash account, you know, checking account? What is it?
Right.
And then we'll be set up with one of our schedulers. Well, so they'll get you on with one of our consultants. We have like 11 schedulers, and the consultants will now drive deep. They'll hear your concerns. They'll hear your fears. They'll hear your goals and what you want. And then we'll map out a strategy for success moving forward using tangible assets, physical gold and silver, to protect and preserve, to grow and thrive your portfolio, you know, in the times that we're living in. So you can go to the web form to do that. That's on your screen. Or you can simply call us 720-605-3900 and just say LT sent you. And it gets the same process. We talk to one of our schedulers. They'll get you put on our calendars. Then this is where our relationship begins, not ends, right? This is just what makes us significantly different than other firms in the industry, which there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of choices. You watch 20 podcasts, you're going to get 20 different gold dealers that are pitching something, right? So what makes us different is the relationship. We're not about the transaction. Obviously, you need to buy to get into a trend. You sell to get out of one. They're necessary evils. But what happens in between the bookends of those transactions is what? It's life. This is where we want to hold your hand through this economy, help alleviate your fears, your anxiety, the stress. And you will realize when you talk to us, it's like, wow, this guy that I heard on LT's show that he trusts, he thinks like us, shares the same faith, shares the same political worldview. We didn't think people like that existed in the financial world, and yet we do. And we'll guide you through the economy moving forward so you'll never be alone. We'll hold your hand through it and always let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, make sure we're locking in profits to be in the right place at the right time. And that kind of hand holding, what we found over the last 30 years, really melts away people's financial anxiety and stress, because they realize we're not in this alone. And we'll have guidance every step along the way. That's what we thrive at, is that relationship.
That's amazing. And part of the relationship kind of reminded me of something here to note, that you're going to be on the cruise with us this August, August 11th through the 18th at Sea with LT. And so we're looking forward to having you there, and you're going to be doing a presentation, probably do Q&A and stuff. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And so we really appreciate your support on that end too. Really excited about that, to have just a conversation with you and be able to meet and greet with you also. That is going to be powerful.
We are so excited to be on that. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how quickly folks are signing up, and it's growing by the day. And we're going to have a lot to share. And the best part probably for me is just to see how all the fans join together, and everyone talking about when their life changed, how they woke up to the truth. Even in the financial world, also how many people have talked with you and your team. It's just going to be tremendous, to just a celebration, I think, after all the stuff that we've been through the past 5-6 years of this wake up, of immense wake up across the nation. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. It'll be awesome. Loving it. Love it.
Well, folks, remember, you can go in the description box below, andweknow.com/gold. Very simple website. You click on that and you will be heading right into Dr. Kirk Elliott, his team. They'll be there to support you, guide you, and direct you, especially with all this real positive talk about silver and gold. You definitely want to jump on board and get your life straightened out, especially if you're in the fiat world with your your investments in for your future. Where it's, what we did is our IRA. So that's the big one. So looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Once again, we're looking forward to more updates in the future.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.